Welcome to another edition of the Preview Report right here on Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk, and it's all brought to you by New Era. It's the Giants and Philadelphia Eagles. Both teams are 2-1, tied with the Dallas Cowboys in a three-way tie for first place in the NFC East. The Giants have had some success playing down in Philadelphia, but it will be a very tough game. The Eagles coming off a very bad loss last week to the Arizona Cardinals. Andy Reid teams know how to respond in situations like this. Now, the Giants do have some injury concerns heading into this game. There's a question of whether or not Antro Roll is going to play. His knee's still bothering from when he bruised it and cut it at the end of that game on Thursday night against the Carolina Panthers. As for the rest of the Giants, there's some questions in the secondary. Michael Coe and Jaron Hosley are both battling hamstrings. We'll see about them. They should be game-time decisions. David Deal with the knee, also unlikely to play. He's only worked on the side so far this week in practice. And then finally, you have Ahmad Bradshaw. That's where the Giants are getting some good news. He expects to play this week with the neck injury, and he'll share carries with Andre Brown and rookie David Wilson. As for the Eagles, Jeremy Maclin is expected back with that hip pointer, and there is a question at left tackle. If King Dunlap can't go, then Demetrius Bell will go. He came over from the Bills as an unrestricted free agent in the offseason. Plenty more to come in the show. You'll hear from Kevin Gilbride and from Perry Fuel. But first, it's time for another edition of Eisen's Mailbag, brought to you by PSE&G. Let's throw it over to Anita Marks and Michael Eisen. Guys, take it away.
Thanks, John. Anita Marks here with Michael Eisen. It is time for Eisen's Mailbag, and we kick it off with Duncan in London. I love it. A question coming from England. How should the Giants split carries between running back Andre Brown and Ahmad Bradshaw, Michael?
Well, as Tom Coughlin himself said the other day, we'll go with the hot hand. So I would say who's ever running well that particular day. He did say Ahmad Bradshaw will start, but Andre Brown has run so well. My guess is that the carries are going to be split pretty evenly.
And what does this do for rookie running back David Wilson, a fan favorite? Fans want to see him get on the field, Michael.
Yeah, I think he'll still get his chances. I don't think that you just keep him tethered to the sidelines, but I think the top two, Bradshaw and Brown, will get the most carries, and Wilson's just going to have to get the leftovers.
This is from Devin in Trenton, New Jersey, wants to know, do you think Ramsey's Barden will cut into Dominic Hickson's playing time for that third wide receiver spot, of course, after his performance against Carolina?
If he continues to play as he did in Carolina, I think he will. But, you know, it's a question of the more the merrier. That as long as you have productive players like that, you try to find spots for all of them. You want everyone to contribute. And I think if Hickson is healthy and Barden's contributing, I think they'll both play.
And this is from Matt coming in from the Poconos. In what areas are you seeing improvement from this Giants secondary?
Really, what comes to mind, frankly, is run support. I think last week the Panthers rushed for only 60 yards, and Antro Roll and Kenny Phillips combined, I believe, was for 12 tackles. They've really been coming up and playing the run aggressively, and I think another good job that they're doing in the secondary is the tackling. They're not allowing a lot of yards after catch, so I think the coverage is good, but I think where they're really doing a good job is tackling and holding down both the receivers and the runners.
And big matchup this coming Sunday night against LeSean McCoy.
Yeah, that'll be a real test to keep him in check. He scored 20 touchdowns last year. He's very dangerous anytime he touches the ball. Tackling will be very important Sunday night.
Again, he's Michael Eisen. I'm Anita Marks. This has been Eisen's Mailbag. John, back to you.
Why, thank you, Anita. And now it's time to break down the game. And to do it, we're joined by Paul Dottino, beat reporter for WFAN, and, of course, contributor to all things New York Giants media. Paul, a big rivalry game for the Giants and Eagles. Both teams are 2-1, but the Giants have had some success down in Philadelphia.
Yes, Eli Manning in particular, John, has had some very, very good games against his Eagles D. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize it, but the Giants are 5-5 since the link opened in Philly. So anytime you can go 500 on the road against the division rival, you're kind of doing okay.
Yes, you are. And, of course, the Giants and Eagles and the Cowboys all tied at 2-1 in first place in the NFC East. But, Paul, let's start with that Philadelphia Eagles offense. And really, all the talk's about Michael Vick, but the linchpin is LeSean McCoy. The Eagles are using him a little bit less this year, but Michael Boley still knows he's a huge threat.
No, nothing different going on with the running game. They're still doing the same things that they do. Like you said, it's uncharacteristic of McCoy to fumble. So it's just something that, you know, we're just going to keep an eye on. And, you know, us looking at it, you know, we know that that's not the team they are. We know they're a much better team than what they've shown so far. So we're definitely going to be prepared for them to come out and give us their best.
And, Paul, it's pretty clear the Eagles are trying to save their bullets with LeSean McCoy. But isn't this one of those games where you might decide, we've saved our bullets, let's unleash them on Big Blue?
Yeah, this is one of those games that you really want to bring your best weapons. And obviously, the more McCoy touches the ball, the better off I think the Philly offense is going to be. John, they love to run him around the right tackle. That's where Hermans is. Not a great pass blocker, but a good run blocker. They're averaging about 5.5 yards a carry when they go to that side. So watch for that if you're the Giants. The other thing you want to watch about McCoy is that he's already got 2 fumbles this year. This is a guy who usually has glue for hands, but not so far right now. Maybe he's just not in a rhythm, John. I don't know, but you know the Giants will be looking for the strip.
The Eagles' passing game, very explosive as well. Michael Vick, DeSean Jackson, Jeremy Maclin should be back from that hip injury. Brent Celek's been great this year. Defensive coordinator Perry Fuel knows it's going to be important to limit their big play opportunities.
I've seen a lot of pressure against the Eagles. I don't know if they're conceding big plays or not, because, you know, they're a big play offense. When you look at them, you know, they have a lot of playmakers and they spread the ball around a lot. So, but people have been pressuring them more than what we see other, you know, when we watch opponents, they normally don't pressure as much. So, and they've been able to get home.
And you heard Perry Field talk about all the Eagles' weapons, but they haven't been able to utilize them to their full effect. And that's because they have not been able to protect Michael Vick. Teams are blitzing him. He's been sacked 9 times. That's led to turnovers and a sloppy Eagles offense.
That's right, John. 6 picks and 3 lost fumbles for Michael Vick. He's having all kinds of problems. You know, in watching the Cardinals game last weekend, whenever the Cardinals went with a straight 4-man rush, the Eagles held up pretty well. But once the Cardinals started sending 5 and 6 guys after Vick, it turned into a real chaotic situation for that O-line. They do not handle pressure very well, whether it's on the edges or up the middle. You know Perry Fuel has watched it.
And, Paul, injuries have been a big part of that. At left tackle, Jason Peters, their starter, out for the year. His replacement, King Dunlap, is hurt. They might have to go with Demetrius Bell, a guy who came over from Buffalo. Their starting center, he's out for the year as well, Kelsey. They have another guy, Dallas Reynolds, a 3-year practice squad player, in for him. So the Eagles trying to survive on that offensive line. Let's switch over to the defense. The Eagles have added some new faces. D'Amico Ryan's at linebacker, a couple draft picks, Fletcher Cox, Michael Kendricks, Brandon Boykin. Kevin Gilbride knows that Eagles defense is different, but it's still very good.
They're good players. They had good players. So I don't know that there's a dramatic, discernible difference as you look at them. I think they've upgraded some people, but they've lost, you know, the Pattersons and Bunkleys of the world who have been great players for them through the years. Bottom line is they got a great rotation up front. Defensive line is outstanding. They play hard. They're relentless. And if you're not ready to match their intensity, it can be a long day. And so we're going to have to be at our very best.
And, Paul, let's talk about the secondary a little bit. They have Asamoah on one side, Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie on the other, and Boykin is really going to solidify that slot spot, a place the Eagles have had issues with in the past, and Victor Cruz is taking advantage of it.
Well, Boykin's a rookie. He only stands about 5'9", and Larry Fitzgerald really went to town on him last weekend with the Cardinals, caught 9 passes for well over 100 yards. He is a matchup problem for the Eagles because he's not experienced enough to overcome a height deficiency, John. So watch for the Giants to try to attack him whenever possible. This Eagles defense, they're giving up a lot of big plays because they're crowding the line of scrimmage. They're being very tough against the run. They're putting as much pressure on the quarterback as they can, but they are susceptible to the deep ball. And that's one thing Eli Manning does well.
But they aren't blitzing a lot, under 20%. They're not blitzing like Eagle teams of old. And they are holding opponent passers to the lowest quarterback rating of any team in the NFL. So there is good and there is some bad there as well. As for the rest of the Eagles defense, they rotate a lot of players on the defensive line. And those guys will be coming after Eli Manning.
They bring in a number of different guys, and it's all about getting to the quarterback and up the field. And they rely on their linebackers and their safeties to make tackles in the run game. But they're fast and aggressive, and they do a good job of causing some troubles for the quarterback and the passing game.
And, Paul, Eli knows the danger up front. The Eagles rotate 9 different guys, but their real weapons are Jason Babin, and Trent Cole, their two defensive ends.
Yeah, the two ends are really quick, and they're both quite powerful for their size as well. Babin really had a good game last weekend against the Cardinals. But really what it comes down to is because they've copied the Giants' blueprint about the heavy rotation on the D-line, they're making sure that each guy is fresh enough that he can go 250 miles an hour on every snap. So you can never take a snap off because the guy opposite you on that Philly line is going full throttle. And that's really where they've been able to take advantage of some teams so far.
All right, Paul, we'll be back with your key to the game in just a bit.
You got it, John.
But first, let's start inside the locker room where Anita Marks had a chance to catch up with Giants defensive tackle Marvin Austin.
Welcome to your Giants Insider. Anita Marks here with Marvin Austin. And Marvin, back in action against Carolina and now a great opponent, the Philadelphia Eagles, coming up on Sunday night.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. It's going to definitely be a good one. Division rivalry. Everybody's excited, so I can't wait to, you know, see how it really is out there.
Well, let's talk about the matchup. Philadelphia Eagles offensive line, a little suspect. Not the typical offensive line that Michael Vick is used to playing behind. Are you guys licking your chops right now? Come on, looking at that film, be honest.
You know, they have had some injuries and stuff like that. But at the same time, we do remember that they were the top offense the first 2 weeks in the start of the NFL. So that's something that we don't take lightly, and we make sure that, you know, we don't lick our chops too much, you know.
Is it an advantage for you coming off a game against Cam Newton, the same caliber of quarterback in regard to their style of play going up against Michael Vick? Do you kind of just like let that defense or that scheme kind of bleed over to your Eagles matchup, or is it going to be totally different?
It's actually a little different. The offense that Carolina was running was more of like a college zone read scheme. The offense that the Eagles is running is more of a professional offense, and you know, they just let the backs and Vick just, you know, be athletes, you know. It was more of a scheme with Cam Newton, and, you know, letting Cam Newton make the decisions to run or pass, so it was a little more discipline. But this one, you know, they're either going to hand it to LeSean or, you know, Vic, he's going to get back there and then start running around, and we all know what he can do with the ball. So it's two different game plans, but I think we have an awesome game plan, and I can't wait to go out there, perform, and see it unfold.
Marvin Austin, Anita Marks for your Giants Insider.
Why, thanks, Anita. Now it's time for our key to the game, and we're rejoined by Paul Dottino. Paul, one thing the Giants need to do to beat Philly on Sunday night.
Well, you know, John, I'm looking at this very carefully, and there are just so many ways to go. But to me, it's got to go back to the running game again and stopping LeSean McCoy. Because I really believe that Michael Vick, at this moment in time, with that offensive line, is not going to be able to beat the Giants as a one-dimensional passer. I think he needs to have that running game going and have the balance that's required in order to knock off the Giants. Because I think the Giants can move the ball effectively and do whatever they have to do to score. But it's holding Philly in that running game, I think, that would make the difference.
Thanks, Paul. We'll see you down in Philly on Sunday night.
You got it, John.
And that's all the time we have for the preview report, brought to you by New Era right here on Giants.com. For Paul, for Anita, for Michael Eisen, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time. Enjoy the game on Sunday night, everybody.